Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, guys? It's Alex Espinoza with the Ricky Henderson, the YouTube. And before we get this episode started, I just got to hit on something else. Like, literally the minute or two after me and Hal recorded this episode on Monday night, Bill Shaken of the Los Angeles Times reported that the A's have hired an investment banker to broker a deal to try to find $500 million in private financing for the A's Las Vegas ballpark. So obviously me and Hal would have hit this up if we knew about it, but it happened right afterwards. But I figured it's big enough, I'll just talk about it real quick. And honestly, I think the situation is pretty much in the same spot it was before. As far as we knew, Fisher was looking for about $500 million in help. At one point he said him and his family could finance the whole thing, but then a couple days later he said that he was still looking for investors as well. So I think we're pretty much in the same boat here. It could be confusing if you read the headline. You might think that they have secured $500 million in financing, but they have not. And so they are going with a company called Galatioto. I don't know how to... G-A-L-A-T-I-O-T-O. Galatioto Sports Partner. So I got to figure out how to say that. And according to the article, the firm has worked on more than 100 sports financing deals. And when Walt Disney Company sold the Angels and the Mighty Ducks, that this company helped broker the deals. So who knows? We'll see what happens. It looks like Fisher's still trying to find some money, but I think the big hang-up here is investors are trying to figure out if this Schools Over Stadiums push is actually going to happen, if they're actually going to be able to stop SB1 from being passed and stop this $380 million in public financing in Vegas, because that would put a major wrench in this deal, if not kill it altogether. Unless John Fisher ponies up another $400 million on top of the $500 million they're looking. So for a $1.5 billion project, John Fisher's looking for about $900 million, it sounds like. So looks like him and his family are going to put up about $600 million. So I don't know how Howard Terminal would have ever gotten done if that's the only money he's willing to put up. You know, that would have covered basically all the infrastructure. That would have matched the infrastructure that the city of Oakland put up, to say nothing of the stadium and all the big developments and whatnot. But without further ado, here's my conversation with Hal. We just recapped the recent road trip because I was out here on the East Coast for the past week. Hope you guys enjoy this one. All right. Welcome to episode 90 of the Ricky Henderson Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, GUAP. I'm your co-host, Alex Espinoza, with my co-host, Dr. Hot Dog, Hal Gordon.
Hot Dog.
I'm recording from a basement in Baltimore right now in a row house next to Patterson Park. Still out here. I was out here for the road trip. Saw Hal for the weekend. Had a couple of great games together. And yeah, I was in New York too. Had the road trip. So I just want to talk about that and just kind of catch up on everything.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good. I finally has announced both that I'm having a kid, and also that I moved out to the East Coast. So that's how I was able to hang out with you on
Yeah.
your East Coast road trip. But we'll knock that out real quick here. I think it was, it was a
Congrats,
tough.
man. That's awesome, man. I mean, that's
Yeah,
crazy. I
no,
saw
I'm
the ultrasound. I was like, oh, there's a mini Hal on the way. Here we go.
very, really excited about that. I'm really excited about that. That's going to be really fun. I mean, it's going to be, crazy, but I'm very excited about that. Going to teach him to be a vendor, obviously. He's going to be out there. I don't know for what team, but he'll be out there for some team. But yeah, it was a tough decision with my wife and I,
Yeah.
all of our family being out here on the East Coast, and just prices being high everywhere, but prices being so high in the Bay Area, I think it just was, it was tough. Honestly, I think the hardest thing was, being, knowing like, oh man, I wanna be out there and help Oakland build something new with the Ballers and stuff, but that's
Yeah.
who knows, I think all,
Realities. Yeah, the realities.
reality is
Yeah.
what it is,
Yeah. 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 I
it's a
mean,
sad thing too, just 'cause, I think had things been different with the A's,
you were there for
maybe
what,
it wouldn't.
6 years? Like 6, 7 years, you were part of the A's community, right? It's 20 since
Yeah,
2017 or
about,
something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
But yeah, had the A's been sticking around and, it could have made something work with them, obviously I would have stayed and would have really enjoyed that. But yeah, I don't know. Listen, Alex, if I'll tell you this, if we get an expansion team in 6 or 7 years, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll play this clip in
Yeah.
2031. Yeah, I'll be
Good.
like,
I mean, I don't think
how promise he'll be back. So yeah, when they
if
expand to
there's an
32
expansion
teams,
team, I'll
right?
be back. Yeah,
Yeah.
no problem. I
Well,
think
no, but seriously, congrats to you and Kelsey though, man. That's really awesome. It was great to hang out with her, and she's always super fun and just like, I don't know, that was a great time at the ballpark the other day. So congrats to you guys, and it makes sense. I mean, if you have a support system out here, I mean, why would you pay double or 1.5 the prices or whatever it is in California, So
Yeah,
yeah, I
but
know it's
anyway, I
tough.
mean,
Yeah.
I definitely want to be back. I'm gonna definitely be back for, I think, for at least one game, for one weekend, in the end of June, because some two A's fans asked me to officiate their wedding in
No
Burlingame.
way, really?
Yeah,
That's
yeah. So,
hilarious.
yeah, they were they yeah they. You know what? Maybe we'll have them on the pod or something.
How
That'd be
did you meet
funny.
them? What is this?
They
Who
just reached out to
are
me. They just reached out to me. They said, they said we didn't want to pick one of our own friends to officiate the wedding. They wanted somebody that they knew, they sort of both knew, and like equally. And they just, I think they emailed me and they emailed me and DM me on Instagram.
So are they like, were they
Nick
like regulars?
and Delaney.
And Delaney.
Nick
Were
and
they like,
Delaney, yeah.
were they regulars or something that you saw all the time? Or like, how did you meet them? Or were they just like, oh no, we just love
Yeah,
Hal.
no, they were sort of semi-regulars in the second, in the 200 level. Yeah, and I think they just both bonded over the A's, and so they thought, well, we need somebody to get people, get people hyped. So, I'm working on some chants.
I hope you're going in costume with the thing. Are you gonna do it or what? 'Cause you have a
Un
bow
unc
tie. You
I
have a
don't want
bow
to, right?
tie,
Yeah,
right?
I
I
mean, I
mean,
don't want to
yeah.
ruin their wedding pictures. So I was thinking maybe like a suit jacket over the vest,
Are they
but.
doing like a baseball themed thing? Is it like all about the
No,
A's or no?
that's just
Oh, so
it.
it's just gonna
That's
be you. They're gonna be like, who the
just
everyone's gonna be
being a
like, who
regular wedding.
the
Well,
hell is this guy?
I'll try and start the wave before the before the ceremony. Yeah.
It's gonna be so funny. People are gonna be like I don't know, all the family members are like, I've never seen this guy before. But
Yeah.
here he
Oh,
is
it's
in the
gonna be
most
weird.
important moment of their lives. But
It's gonna be
yeah.
super weird. Yeah. You know,
That's awesome, dude.
some
Well, it just
people
shows. That
invite,
just yeah, it just shows you,
yeah, some
dude.
people invite their, you know, their religious figure to do this. Other people invite their hot dog vendor, I guess, you know.
Well,
But
it
anyway,
just shows you, dude. Yeah,
I
it just
definitely
shows.
will be back for that weekend. I'll try and maybe extend that to do some Ballers games. The Ballers opening night, I think, is like a Tuesday, June 2nd or something. So it's about a month away.
June 4th, yeah, June 4th,
I'd
yeah.
love to, or June 4th, yeah. So I'd love to try and be there for that. And maybe stick around for the reverse, you know, the next reverse boycott, which will be 4 days later after that.
Yeah, on June 7th. Yeah, so June
Yeah,
4th and June 7th. That's a big week for Oakland baseball right
it
there.
will be, yeah, it will be tough. I think it'd be pretty tough for me to make the final game of the season. The hot dog, the wiener dog vendor, the little Smokey, he's due September 11th. Never forget. I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be able
You're
to
like, hey, I know
make
he's 18 days old, but
yeah. Put him on a plane.
I gotta go hang out in a parking lot in
I'm yeah, yeah. I'm
Oakland.
just gonna take. I'm gonna take our 18-day-old son on a flight. I mean, you know, maybe, who knows?
He's gotta go to Oakland at some
Yeah, I
point,
mean,
dude.
it's
He's
right.
gotta go to the
That's the
Coliseum at
last
some point.
chance. Last
Well, he'll go
chance.
to a Roos game next year, dude. It's all right. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's true. So yeah, I mean, I'll be out there, we'll be hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, I also, you know, it was fun hanging out with you, Alex. We did the Saturday and Sunday
Yeah,
games
that was
at
great,
Baltimore.
man.
It was fun being the away fans and, you know, being good. You know, a very small proportion of away fans, but loud, right?
Yeah, and just for what everybody sat in that section too. I think we're in section 52, like right
Yeah.
behind the dugout. And yeah, there was
Well,
like six or seven people, but it was like in that stadium. I mean, yeah, in the
yeah.
right moments, it's loud enough. You're
It
on the
was
TV
helpful.
mics. The TV mics definitely picked
Well,
you up.
there
Yeah.
you go. Well, I mean, I know how to get on TV mics. That's not a problem.
ATV cameras too, dude.
If you got, don't worry about it, buddy.
That
Yeah, I mean, it helped that all of Zach Geloff's family from Delaware, even though he wasn't playing,
was so
they
funny.
were all there, all three games, sitting there rooting for the A's. So that was helpful. You know, his parents were there. They're always really friendly, and you know, the whole family, they're just great A's supporters.
Yeah,
So
and you see everybody wearing the Geloff jerseys, and then
the
after the
Geloff
game,
jerseys, yeah.
yeah, like the jerseys, and he was like, after at least like the last couple, probably every game, he was there for like half hour, 20, 30 minutes, just signing autographs and saying hi to everybody. Like
Yeah.
there was a lot of Geloff fans there and
So
family and stuff. Yeah.
Alex, let's start from the beginning. You
Yeah.
this was your first sort of big road trip,
Yeah.
just as a fan, I
Yeah, yeah.
guess,
Yeah. Yeah. It
with
was
the
great.
A's.
Yeah.
So why'd you pick New York and Baltimore? How'd you like it? What
No,
was it
yeah, I
like?
loved it. Like this was I mean, I just figured this is the last time the Oakland A's are gonna be going on road trips as far as we know, So this is the last time the Oakland A's are going to Yankee Stadium and Camden Yards. And these are two stadiums I've never been to before. So I had a friend in New York, and that tickets were honestly cheaper at Yankee. Like tickets were not that expensive. I think tickets are cheaper at Yankee Stadium and Camden Yards than the Coliseum somehow. I don't understand how that's possible, but like they have like a pinstripe pass at Yankee Stadium. It's like $20. Like it's and it's like the treehouse pass, but it also comes with a free beer and you can walk around. And like on game time at Baltimore, like I was sitting third row, it was like $55 for a seat. So it's like, I mean, I'm having to check game time at the Coliseum, but
Yeah,
I was,
it's game time is
yeah.
just a ticket app. I think it's
Yeah.
probably just works just like SeatGeek or whatever. But yeah, I mean, the top tip here is, you know, if you're flexible,
You're getting arrested, Hal. I see some I see some
that's
police
right.
sirens
I'm
behind
sitting,
you.
I'm sitting out on my sister's porch in DC. There's a lot of police activity in DC, but you know,
But yeah, I
you
mean,
wait
this
till
is like the
20
summer
minutes
of,
before the game time, you can get some real nice seats.
I mean, but yeah, this is I knew that the sell shirts. I kind of just wanted to see what the sell shirt situation would be. I know some Orioles fans were talking about Saturday doing that, but we were up there for. I went back up there in the fourth and fifth inning. I didn't really hear anything. Maybe I missed it, but it seemed like there wasn't really. I was expecting at least maybe a dozen or you know maybe some sort of small section of cell fans, but I didn't see too many up there. But I think the mission was accomplished yesterday, dude, when you on Sunday in the season finale. Well, I love how initially you were sitting kind of like in front of like right there, but then you were like, oh wait, no, I need to move over just one more section. So I'm in direct line of sight for when the right-handed hitters are up. So
Yeah,
that was it worked. Yeah, that
I
worked
put
like
down some money to make sure that we were in the where we're going to be on TV, and I think we were just a couple seats off. You know, people were sending me pictures on Twitter, being like, "Oh, on the you know on the wide angle, they got you," but when they close in, not really. So I started moving over. I made friends with some of the people sitting in the section next door. Some people didn't like me, but I think
Oh, really? I
that
didn't see you
was.
have problems. I thought you were fine with
Oh,
everybody. You were making
did you not see?
friends.
Okay, so
No.
well, we I was
Oh,
friends with.
well, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was friends with everybody for a while, and you know, and I was putting the flag up there. I did it for the first couple of innings, and I think we had sort of mission accomplished there, and that mission was just being obvious on TV. And once we're obvious enough on TV, then the MASN, which is the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, the MASN guys were forced to sort of talk about it.
Yeah, so that I mean, yeah, last dive bar posted that great clip of it's about a minute long of them just talking about, well, they're like, oh, you see the A's fan holding up the cell flag, and it's and they just described the situation. So it's because I was surprised honestly too. You had people coming up to you too saying like, what's the situation, right? I'm just in this A's bubble. I just assume everybody kind of knows what's going on, but yeah, people have no idea what's going on,
A
right?
lot of
Like,
people don't really know what's going on. A lot of people, you know, and you know, they're, you know, these are people who are, you know, not diehard baseball fans, right? You know, so I think that's what's good. That's what's good about this project of getting, you know, sort of bringing people's attention to it. So, you know, does it change anything? I don't know, but you know, there was probably, you know, a good 50,000, 60,000 people watching that game that day, and they got a minute, you know, of hearing. Even they even got a school's over stadium shout out, you know, and
And we
just
saw
hearing
Alexander
that
Marks there
people.
too. Yeah, that was a
That's
big
right. We
surprise.
also
I was
we're
like,
actually getting.
what?
I'm gonna get. I think I'm gonna eat dinner with him tomorrow night. He's still in D.C. So,
Oh, okay, nice, man. Yeah, that was so random. I was like, what are you doing out here?
Alex Marks is one of the guys who run schools over stadiums. But yeah, you know, you're just trying to get in people's, just like not getting in people's faces, but like, you know, bringing people's attention to it. And that's what the last dive bar guys did this weekend in Sacramento by bringing people to that Rivercats game. You know, I think a lot of people in Sacramento don't realize, you know, just hear that they're getting a team and that they're going to get a chance at a major league team, you know, or whatever Vivek is telling them, you know, and I think a lot of them don't realize what they're doing, you know, that they're sort of part of this corrupt contract, this corrupt dealing. So my hat's off to everyone who went to Sacramento. My hat's off to the last dive bar guys. You know, we're going to be stalking Dave Cavill and John Fisher for a long time, and just, you know, it. I don't know if it will change anything, but I do know that it will continue to embarrass them, and continue to make them look like the villains that they are. So.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not parallel to the Orioles situation, but I feel like they just sold their team, you know, about a month ago. But obviously it's a different situation. Peter Angelos on the team, and I'm just reading now. Yeah, he died in you know, he was 94 years old, you know, so yeah. it's a whole different thing. The team got sold for $1.7 billion. But there's a lot of excitement. I think it started last year, you know, with that team and that franchise. And the one thing I felt when I was around the stadium is just that it's like being a major league team. Like, you're part of this club if you're a fan, you know. You get to go to the games, you get to enjoy this thing, like this special thing. It's really fun. Like, going to a ball game is still super fun, you know, especially if you have a team invested in it. And it's like, yeah, it's just like going to New York, going to Boston. Like, these fans don't have to worry about that, you know. Like, Camden Yards and Yankee Stadium aren't going anywhere, you know, as far as we know. And it's just, but I don't know. Yeah, just seeing that the A's getting this ripped out, and I met a lot of really interesting A's fans. I'm trying to get these videos out. I have enough footage for some videos for New York and Baltimore, but some really interesting stories. Like a couple who they met at an A's game like 20 years ago, and so that's why they flew out to New York. They're in the Bay Area, and that's why they went to the A's Yankees game. We met Road Trip Mike. He's going to all 81 road games this year. He's from Sacramento, ironically, but he's actually going to all 81 road games. And then me and you also in the upper deck, we met, was that a father and daughter who had the cell flag? And this cell flag is getting mailed around, I don't know, to every stadium, but they're trying to mail it around the country to as many stadiums as they can.
Try and display. I think there's going to be two different flags. They're going to try and send it to a bunch of different stadiums to display it at a bunch of A's road games. So by not even necessarily, you know, A's fans, like that guy, that daughter and and father up in the upper
Chris,
deck there.
I believe his name was Chris. I think the dad's name was.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the, I think the guys.
They're Orioles fans. They're Orioles fans, but they just, you know, they just reached out and they're just supporting our hustle here. So, you know, I left the game on Sunday. I think you know, it was emotional. It was emotional because the A's won in the ninth inning. It was fun.
Yeah, the game. Fun. Yeah, also the games were really fun this weekend too. Friday, Sunday. Yeah, ninth inning comebacks. Yeah, it was
great. Yeah, but you know, I left, you know, with just, you know, I was, you know, had a few beers, but
Natty Bows. Gotta love the Natty Bows, man.
Yeah, I was emotional when we went on the way home on Sunday, just thinking, you know, like just feeling like these are the last times, you know. It's not the last time I'll see them, but last times that we'll see them. And it's rough. It stinks. But you know, we're also doing the only thing we can do. So I, you know, a a ton of Baltimore fans, and I don't know if you had the same experience in New York, but a ton of people came up and asked me what cell meant, and then when we explained it, you know, it was always, well, good luck, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, I wasn't wearing like a cell shirt or anything. I was kind of wearing like, I didn't want to, you know, put on full on A's gear. I was wearing like Last Dive Bar stuff or like kind of adjacent stuff, you know, to be the impartial journalist that I am, you know. And
that's right.
Yeah. I saw this conversation happening a lot with other people who I was walking around. There's the guy Self Flag Steve who was behind the Yankees dugout. That guy's hilarious. Go check out his bar on 33rd Street. It's called Legends Bar. That guy's a legend himself. But
33rd Street in
New York, in Manhattan. It's like right next to, yeah, it's like right next to the Empire State Building. Yeah. There's like a big sports bar. It's a big soccer bar. But anyway, Steve's huge A's fan. He's also going to organize something for Citi Field in August when the A's come out there. But no, I saw people. Yeah, it's like people were actually interested in coming up and kind of figuring out what was happening. And yeah, I think everybody's kind of in the same boat. You know, I think everybody thinks Fisher sucks. But honestly, I should have interviewed more fans, like Yankees fans and Orioles fans, to get their take. Because I remember that old security guard, when we were walking in, he was talking about similarities between, he's like, oh man, they took away our Colts. They took away our Baltimore Colts. And then I was like, well, do you root for the Ravens? He's like, yeah, well, I have no choice. So, you know, it's, they have you by the balls, these owners, you know? So, but no, it was fun to do. And I don't know if I'll see what the financials are like. And I can go on some more road trips later this year, but I just feel like, you know, it was fun. Like, if you have the money and the time to do it, I say go on a fun road trip this year. I mean, I was looking at, they're doing a Boston and Philly road trip. They're doing White Sox Cubs back to back, like six games back to back. I mean, there's some fun. And then they wrap up the very last games of the season are in Seattle. So, I mean, I know it's complicated. People don't want to give money to MLB, and I'm sure Fisher gets a cut of that away revenue or whatever, but I really enjoyed myself, dude. I really had a great time. it was so much fun, dude. Like, and it's just a different thing, like checking out the ballparks. Like, honestly, Yankee Stadium's food is not that great. I was not that impressed with Yankee Stadium's food. Their chicken tenders are worse than the Coliseum's. Like, no. Nah. I don't know, but the food at Camden Yards is amazing. Book's Barbecue is amazing. Had some pizza that was good.
Book's Barbecue is a very famous famous. I think he had his own barbecue stand on the pier and or on the boardwalk in Ocean City. I might be wrong about that.
Ocean City. What's or it called? Something. Secrets? I don't know, man. The Secrets, the best bar Secrets, in Ocean City,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. When you come again during the summer, we'll
that's another thing there. Too. People are super nice. Like, I thought Yankee Stadium, like I sat out in the bleachers one or two nights. I think it was like two nights and I was kind of moving around, but they were, I don't know if I want to use the word soft, but they were like softer than I expected. I thought it was going to be super harsh. Like, you know, I don't know if that's like Wrigley or Philly or whatever, but it was fine. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. And, but everybody in Baltimore was super friendly. Like I had like, people are super like, not even just in the stadium, but everywhere. Like I loved Baltimore, man. I know it has a bad rap or whatever, but I had a great time. Yeah. I really love it here. I think that the next thing is, I don't know. I have to go to Summer Boycott's calendar. They got too many events going on, but yeah, I think that June 4th, June 7th week is going to be really big. So, yeah, but we got to get some more guests on here pretty soon, dude. I'll be flying back, and
I think we have a few people on our list that we want to get on here, but I think people should look out for that. In about a month, they're going to do another reverse boycott. People should look out for going to Ballers games, you know, going out and supporting the Ballers. Mm-hmm. Let's support them. What else should people look up?
Oh, yeah, the Roots Earthquakes. I mean, the Roots Earthquakes game is coming up, too. Roots
Earthquake game is going to be really big. That's going to be really fun. Y'all should go.
The Oakland 68s are organizing a bus, too.
A bus, yeah. That, yeah, from dude, Oakland. That would be really great.
Down
Yeah,
down to San
you
Jose.
should get on that
That'll
bus.
be
That should
wild,
be
yeah.
really fun.
Yeah.
And what, what else? I mean, I think we didn't hear back. We still haven't heard back from the Nevada Supreme Court. So I think that that's a bad sign. I think that they've pretty effectively run the clock out on that for the referendum. I think
Because we're about 2 months
depending.
away, yeah, right now,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that that's, but listen, their lawsuit is still, I believe, fully funded. So that's going to be, if you got recurring donations to them or something, don't cancel them. They're still funding a lawsuit out there, which can, which the A's have tried to have asked the court if they could intervene in Nevada's on behalf Nevada's behalf, because the A's are willing to spend as much money as possible to make that lawsuit go away. So, I mean, and this was the drum that I was banging for a while. And I think I think some people were skeptical or still are skeptical about it. But like, if you look at what the A's are, spending money on trying to fight, it's the School Over Stadium stuff,
Yeah.
So it, that is still, I think, the best way to actively disrupt Nevada. So, I'll check in with Alex later this week. I'll report back where we're at there. But and I think for people who care about this, that lawsuit could work. It could work in messing up Nevada. I think a lot of people are really resigned, and steam is sort of, are we running out of steam? Maybe, but I think it's important to keep fighting and just like sort of enjoy the fight, because everything we do and every time we admonish these people and every time go to an away game and get a flag and do what I did, right? Like, it's simple as that. And you can get people on the TV to talk about it, right? Like, that's what you want to do. Simple as that. And boy, we go, we fill up the Coliseum again for another reverse boycott. I think it's a fireworks night. It'll be a ton of fun. There'll be more news about it. We'll be embarrassing these motherfuckers one more time. And if they just mess up in Nevada, in Las Vegas, which they almost certainly are, like, I mean, I still think that they'll be in Nevada, but like, they're not making it easy on themselves. If they get screwed up, if they get tripped up and they have to sell, I think it'll be a bidding war between bringing them back to Oakland and keeping them in Sacramento. There's always that chance. And frankly, just keeping our community together, be it at another reverse boycott, be it at the Ballers, be it at the Roots, be it wherever, keeping that community together and that sort of memory alive continues to make an expansion an attractive investment for a Bay Area, billionaire or whatever. And it's a terrible system that we have here that we have to
Yeah.
hope and
Yeah,
pray that some billionaire will save us. It is pathetic. It's not the way the world should work, but it's the way it does in this country. So, every time you go and wear a Sal t-shirt to a game, every time you bring the flag to the Coliseum, everything, every event that you go to that's organized by the Last Dive Bar in the Oakland 68s, you're playing a role, a part in this game, man. And so, don't give up, and also enjoy it. It's fun. Baseball's supposed to be fun, so don't give up and find some joy in it.
no, yeah, it was fun. Like that's what I just came away from. I don't think I've ever been to seven games just as a fan, in a row like that. And but it was just like it just kind of reminded me, like Maybe just because the setting is different, just being out of the Coliseum. But dude, like I still really do love baseball, dude. Like it's still fun to like it's fun like to just sit there and just bullshit and I don't know, just take the because people don't really take the time to just chill out anymore, you know? So it kind of just lets you unplug. And I mean, you know, everybody knows why baseball is great, but it's yeah, it's a lot because I don't know. Like, I see this stuff, like, you know, talking like people are talking about Jenny Kavnar and stuff like that. And it's just like, you know, it's
Oh
like
my
people
God.
are people like, I don't know if people like A's fans are just angry or it's just
Yeah,
like,
it's just
man,
the
it's like,
internet, man. It's the internet,
or
you
maybe
know.
it's just because I'm in maybe it's just on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah,
But you
people
know,
are Twitter
people,
brained, but listen, if you I understand. I
you know
think
what I
a
mean?
lot
Like,
of
it
people
still should
don't
be
like
fun, but it's like it's turned into this weird thing where people are just mad, you know? And
I
it's
think a lot
like,
of people don't like some of her calls, and that's fine. And you know, she might get better, she might not get better, but like also if you're shocked that Comcast, a you know, a Fortune 100 company from
NBC
Philadelphia,
Sports. Yeah, NBC Sports.
owned by Comcast, right? Like if you're if it's really Comcast, right? I think it used to be
Or I have
Comcast
no
Sports
idea.
Network, right?
It used to be.
Yes, because they're owned by Comcast, and then when Comcast bought NBC, they like rebranded. So it's the people in Philadelphia, these people, these suits in Philadelphia Comcast. If you're upset that they, knowing that the A's were leaving, didn't hire a member of the Oakland 68s to, you know, be the on-air television personality, like, duh, you know, and you know, whatever. I think you know, give constructive criticism,
Yeah, I think there's a
but
line, and
like
it's like you don't like it's literally a month in, and people are calling for her head, and like, you know, calling for a petition, like a sign a petition,
because
and
of
it's like,
some yeah, because of some fucking joke 3 years ago when she worked
oh,
for the
that's right. Oh, yeah, it
Rockies.
has to do with this tweet, and she's like, oh, they're preparing for them to move to
It was a
Vegas,
tweet
right?
like, oh, you know, somebody was like, you know, there's like a bunch of A's fans cheering at a Rockies game. And somebody's like, I didn't know that A's fans travel. And she's like, well, yeah, they're gonna have to get used to it going to Vegas. And it's like, dude, like,
Yeah, it's pretty
whatever.
petty. Yeah, it's pretty petty. Yeah, to I mean,
Whatever, man. Like, do not go
I
through
forgot.
my tweet.
How did that? Yeah, how did that even? But I
Yeah,
forgot. Yeah, that
do
sounds
not go through
fucked
my
up.
tweets. I have bad tweets too. I have really bad tweets. Anyway, I mean, like, I think literally somebody must have sat down and looked, or I don't even know how you get that right. I mean, I guess maybe, yeah. But
I mean, I
like,
think a petition's like pretty overkill, but you know, I mean, people
it's
just.
well, first of all, it's overkill and no one cares. And like, you know, just like, I think it's also,
But you
just,
can just
you know,
tweet out, say,
whatever.
like, I don't like Jenny Kavanaugh calls, or like, I wish Glenn Kuiper was back, or whatever. But like, I don't know, the whole petition thing, it just like ignited this whole
It's a
shitstorm,
one
and
day
it's
Twitter thing. No one's gonna care about it in another day. You know, it's almost a shame that we brought it up. So,
Sorry, Jenny. No.
oh no, I mean, yeah.
Well,
Yeah, I
we saw
mean,
Jenny and Dallas walking out of the stadium too. I mean, they're super nice, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, they're yeah.
yeah,
Let's do that,
we did see, you know, that's another thing is you just you'll just you maybe you'll see Jenny and Dallas walking out of the stadium if you travel with the team, you know, on the road. So yeah, we saw them. It was really great to see Dallas.
Yeah, we were like at an intersection, and all of a sudden somebody just yelled, "Give me an A!" I was like, "What?" And it was Dallas. I was like,
That's
"Oh,
right.
what?" Oh,
Yeah, man, you know, it's just like it's you know, he had some really nice things to say. I won't say everything he said, but like, you know, he it seeing him, you know, reminded me about all of the jobs and the people that are, you know, impacted by this and just all the heartbreak that this creates. So, you know, boy, it stinks. Everything about it stinks, but for something that everything about stinks, it still was really fun.
Yeah,
So
it was great.
I was great to see you, Alex.
Yeah, you too, man. All right,
All
well,
right,
congrats
cool.
to you and Kelsey. Good luck with everything, and hopefully see you for the soccer game at PayPal Park on May 7th. if you can sneak out there. I don't know. It's pretty tough.
I think I might not be able to make it for that, but I'm going to try and aim for more baseball.
Got to pick your battles. Got to pick your battles.
Yeah, baseball related events, I think. So, yeah. We'll do that.
All right.
All right. See you guys.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors. Now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson Storm Door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.